Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a new podcast at CycloneFanatic.com. Today brought to you by our good friends over at AgriGold. When we get done with the madness that is March, we'll have those video AgriGold podcasts. Those are going to come back. We did the one with the Senator Jack Whitford, and you guys seemed to really like it. So we'll hit up more of those. Thanks to our friends at AgriGold, always pushing us with our technology here. It's like one fanatic. God love him. Dave Hansaker is my boy, one of the smartest Iowa State basketball fans I know. Shout out to them. Also a shout out to our friends, Carl Chevrolet, our basketball sponsor at CycloneFanatic.com. I was just over by Carl Chevrolet the other day. I was looking at a Chevy truck, getting to that time of year, thinking about buying a boat. I mean, come on. The Silverado. Hit it up. Your dealer for life. Carl Chevrolet. We're recording... for the first time in Cyclone Fanatic history, a podcast from the Windy City today, as Jared Stansberry joins me. We are at the Chicago Athletic Association Hotel. And this is where, if you're going on the Cyclone Fanatic bus trip, you will be staying in this place.
You need to take this back with you.
Yeah, this place is phenomenal, Jared.
There you go.
It's got this bar that we walked through to get to our rooms. That is it's a game room. They're playing shuffleboard. It's like a billiards hall. What was that sand? Did you see the sand? Those people were throwing balls in this.
Yeah, bocce ball.
They were playing bocce ball?
I think so,
yeah. Oh, my God. So this place is like really old, but it's awesome. If you guys are coming on the trip, and I hope that you are, I talked to Adam earlier. We've got a few spots left, not many. Sounds like some people are waiting to see on the ticket situation. Just, you know, on the ticket situation with that, we weren't trying to screw you guys. We were trying to keep you from getting screwed. That's why we didn't include tickets in the price, because the only ones that we could get for the charter were terrible seats. They were like top row for like $400 a pop. They're not worth that. So that's why we didn't do it, because we wanted to allow you the flexibility to be able to get your own seats and sit where you want and do all that. So and it was really Adam, because he's in charge of this. I don't want to take any credit for it because I don't deserve any of it. He made that call for you guys because he didn't want you to get ripped off. And if we would have gotten tickets, the price of the charter would have been so much higher.
Right. And Adam was in the same situation too, where he was coming on the charter. He had to get tickets for himself.
Correct.
He didn't do that. He ended up with some better seats, and he got them for a better price. So,
yeah.
You know, it definitely isn't a thing that, yeah, we weren't trying to from having fun.
And tickets are an issue for everybody coming to Chicago. We've heard a lot about it. A lot of scammers out there. A good friend of mine from Chicago said it's an epidemic around here. So just be careful. Just be smart. If you're smart, then you should be fine when getting your Sweet 16 tickets. We had a hell of a time getting here.
Yeah, this was an experience.
Well, okay, so this hotel is
even
down.
Even getting into this hotel was an experience.
We've got
getting
a couple,
to the floor was an experience.
We got a couple of country boys here. Jiminy Christmas. Back to us, like back in the day, like, oh, we're driving to Omaha for a night. We're going to go to the old market and have some Mexican food. And it's like, that was an experience for you and me growing up in Clarinda. Mm-hmm. So this hotel is on Michigan Avenue in Chicago.
Right across the street from the Bean.
Yeah, right across from that giant bean, as Jared.
That giant bean.
It's a large bean out there. So, anyways, the the parking situation down here is awful. Mm-hmm. Like there's two options. Like you can park in this garage like a block away. It's like a public lot, or you can do the valet one, which is like $10 more. So I just decided to do that because I didn't want my wife's Jeep to get like totally trashed.
Yeah.
But the problem was we couldn't find where it was. It was supposed to be on Madison Avenue, but there's all this construction, and it was hidden. Mm-hmm. So Jared and I drove around downtown Chicago for a good half hour, like on the phone with these people at the hotel. But we figured it out. We're here now.
The first time I called, I'll admit I didn't pay the best attention to what the girl was trying to tell me.
So it's basically your fault.
I heard Madison Avenue, and I said, okay, Chris, go to Madison Avenue. But I didn't listen for much more than that. And then when I called back, I think the same – girl answered, and she transferred my call to someone else right away. She didn't want anything to do with me anymore.
The folks on the charter won't have to worry about that. We'll just drop you right off. Let's talk a little basketball. Is tomorrow is the big media day for the Sweet 16 here in Chicago. Iowa State, Virginia is a sexy, sexy basketball game, if you ask me. However, I was a little surprised, Jerry. We listened to a lot of talk radio on the way today. The game didn't get a lot of buzz. There's a lot of talk of Indiana, North Carolina, which I understand that's going to be a fantastic basketball game. I'm looking forward to watching that as well. But we, you know, it didn't get a lot of buzz, and surprisingly to me, because the contrasting styles, you've got Brogdon versus Niang. I think there's all sorts of sexy aspects of this basketball game. It didn't get to play nationally, though. I thought that we would hear.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that says a lot about actually what these basketball teams are like. You know, they're not sexy teams.
I think Iowa State's sexy.
I agree with you, but at the same time, I don't, because it's like both teams have their best players are very workmanlike. You know, they're not.
Yeah,
they're not the kind of guys that are going to put them – I mean, okay, George, yeah, he has his moments where he can get a little – he can be a little out there.
Yeah, but what are all the cliches about George Niang? Old man basketball, YMCA.
Right. Yeah, he's not a sexy player, you know?
So, well, I mean, he lost all the weight.
And that's why Bobby Crimmins just forgets all about him.
Bobby Crimmins on SiriusXM is terrible.
Yeah, he had me fired up.
Oh, have you heard a worse basketball analyst than that guy?
He didn't Bill Simmons was struggling this morning when he was talking about college hoops.
Yeah, but Bill Simmons is who he is. You know, he's not a college guy.
Yeah.
He's not trying to be. I mean,
what do you call Matt Bohannon? Halloran?
He completely botched that.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But Crimmins, I don't even think he knows who the actual players on the team are on any of the teams.
I mean, one of the more egregious things I've heard for a while was they were picking their five best players remaining in the NCAA tournament. And he took Perry Ellis over George Niang.
Yeah, the other guy took Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah,
over,
Sabonis.
George.
Whatever. I'm surprised because I've read a lot about it. A lot of the writers think that this is perhaps the best game in the Sweet 16. And we listen to a lot of different genres too, or a lot of different brands of sports talk radio, and it kind of floored me. It really did. I'm super excited about what we're going to watch on Friday night at the United Center. You've been breaking this game down in your film room series, which is fantastic, by the way. Good job.
Thank you.
What have you learned about Virginia throughout that time? Because you study Iowa State very closely as well. Like, give us a take here.
The thing that really stuck out to me offensively about them is that they run pretty much the same set all the time, and they just run it over and over again, and then they run it. They try and get different actions off of it, and that's that double low stack where the wings will pop up off of a screen, and it's really interesting because I think that what makes them so tough is you get a guy like London Parentes who is so good with the ball in his hands, and then you get him where he's coming off those little curl screens, and you've got to read it. Are you going to pop out? Are you going to curl it in the middle of the lane?
Yeah.
And then from there, you get the ball in your hands. Okay, am I going to just shoot a layup? Am I going to pass it out? What am I going to get a ball screen? Whatever. Their offense is a lot like Iowa State's in the sense that it's structured, but at the same time, it's not
structured. There's a lot of freedom there.
Yeah, there's a lot of freedom to just read and make plays, and that's a fun brand of basketball to watch, even though they don't get up and down
and run. I don't get it. Like, Bloom, the other night during the Cyclone Fanatic radio show that, as always, is presented by Carl Chevrolet, Bloom was all like, when I brought up Tony Bennett and that style of ball, he's all being, you know, because Bloom is he's such an elitist when it comes to this stuff. I love watching Virginia play. I really do. I mean, I would make the comparison to, I like Big 12 football, right? I love watching Baylor. I think TCU's fun to watch. I like watching a lot of points. However,
I don't know that I would make that comparison.
Listen.
Okay.
But I could watch a good Big 10 game too, where there's good defenses playing. Yeah. I could watch a relentless SEC. I can watch Bama and LSU kick field goals and just go to war with each other defensively. I can watch that too. There are different styles of play. I don't think one is necessarily greater than the other. And the thing that I love about it, what Virginia does, is it's kind of been passed along the family. It's like a generational thing. Tony Bennett eats, sleeps, and I can say it. He shits this pack line defense. Like, it's what he does, right? And that's what, to me, is beautiful about it.
Well, and I think that you see the guys on his team are like a bunch of little mini Tony Bennett.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
They're guys that you know, he was a solid NBA player. He wasn't anything.
He's a hell of a three-point shooter.
Right, but he wasn't anything. He wasn't an all-star, you know. Brogdon's obviously an All-American, but they're guys that are solid at everything. They're just good basketball players, but they're not going to be a guy that's going to jump off, you know, his athleticism isn't going to jump off the page to you and be like, oh, that guy's an absolutely elite athlete. They don't have anybody like that. But they've got guys that are just, they're really good athletes, and then all together, they come together to make a really, really good basketball team.
No, it's a fine way to put it. They're very well coached. I'm anxious to just tomorrow during the locker room sessions, I'm going to talk to Tony Bennett. I just want to see what Tony Bennett says about Iowa State. We've heard so much of Iowa State's perspective on Virginia. This is when these days, to me, as a guy reporting on it, this is when it gets fun. When you can go in there and actually ask Malcolm Brogdon about George Niang. Like, what do you think about this guy? The Iona coach, I don't know if you caught the press conference when he made the Larry Bird comparison. Yeah, that was my question.
He got
I feel like I can just push these guys in certain directions and they're going to give great quotes.
Tim Kluse got himself an extension today.
Did he?
Yeah.
Tim Kluse did, huh?
Yeah, through 2021.
Yeah, good for him.
Did you realize on our site that we had a picture of King Rice?
Yeah, I messed that up.
For a while, yeah.
That wasn't really my fault. That was the photo service.
Yeah. I figured it was. I didn't notice it until a couple days later. I think I used it too.
I know. I messed it up.
Yeah.
But I didn't. So they had him, the photo service that we use, like you go into like per team or like, and they had him and it labeled as Tim Kluse. So I didn't even look at it. I just put it up there.
Yeah.
My bad. That was my bad. I'm raising my hand. My bad. I take full responsibility for that. The best thing about bringing Jared on the road with me is I was getting the equipment set up to do a little podcast here, also doing a little editing, a little Austin Narber Sweet 16 preview that'll be up on the website later on tonight. Jared just ran down the street and got some cold Busch Light. Apparently he had an angry encounter with a homeless man too.
I don't even know that he was homeless. He didn't look very homeless.
So this guy who wasn't homeless was asking you for money?
Yeah, he came up and said, hey man.
You're a college student.
I don't know. This was bad. I couldn't understand half what he was trying to say.
You're a college student.
He's like,
what a disrespectful non-homeless guy who's poor asking you for money.
Well, that's what I wanted to say. I was like, dude, I'm walking around in my sweatpants. Yeah. Like, what makes you think that I've got the money to give you?
Why don't you go up to that guy in the suit over there
who's
sipping the cup of coffee with his pinky up?
Yeah. You see where we are.
Coming to our intern.
You see where we are, and you pick the guy in the sweatpants.
The best thing, too, was when we were doing the parking, the guy's like getting ready to drive off, and he goes, where are you guys from? And Jared goes, Clorinda.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Come on, man. You were hoping I didn't hear that, didn't you?
I kind of was.
He had no idea.
But then I said Des Moines. He knew right away. He started naming all kinds of towns. And he's like, I love Iowa. That's a great place.
Yeah, then he tried to act like he knew something about the Cyclones and he really didn't.
But the guy downstairs wanted to act. Wow, yeah. I really got really loud all of a sudden.
No, it's all right.
Okay.
That's my bad, too. No, these guys are they're all, like, shilling to the Cyclone Nation because they know that you guys are all about to invade Chicago here in the next couple days.
Well, I was going to say to you when we were standing at that at the front desk, I was like, I don't think these people even have any idea what's coming for them.
No, they got no clue. When that bus shows up and all of you fanatics walk into the Chicago Athletic Association hotel here.
Everyone was sitting there quietly. Like in that little, it looked like a library area.
Is that like a coffee shop?
Yeah, I don't know what that was, but it was very quiet and it looked very, relaxing.
I've seen enough of these Cyclone Fanatic bus trips before.
Is your dad coming?
No, he's not. The one we took to Lawrence a few years ago, that was the Sam Richardson game where Sam Richardson looked like a Heisman Trophy contender. The bus, the toilet was about right to overflow with urine. Seriously, like they were drinking so much. We just have that one rule, just you can't brown on the bus.
Well, yeah, that's a fair rule.
No.
I feel like that's just like that you don't even need to say anything about that.
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised, Jared. I mean, these fanatics, they're drinking their beer and they, you know, their beef jerky and stopping off for some Taco Bell, and sometimes nature calls.
I had a Slim Jim at the bar in Indianola on St. Patrick's Day.
How'd
Sorry,
that go
you said, said beef jerky, and that just made me think of that. But.
Oh, okay. Anyways, yeah, so if you guys are coming, this hotel is fantastic. Gray did a great job of picking it out. Let's move on. Tomorrow, some Sweet 16 games. And guys, we're going to freaking blanket CF tomorrow. You're not going to want to, like, you're just keep refreshing the front page. It's going to be ridiculous. Thanks to friends at Carl Chevrolet, of course, Agrigold, for bringing us this podcast. But there's also a round of games tomorrow night throughout the country. Hopefully, Jared, we're done with our work so we can just plop up. Maybe I'm thinking about hitting up Wrigleyville, the Murphy's Bleachers, tomorrow night. It sounds like there's going to be an Iowa State Alumni Association function. So okay, if you're a Cyclone fan that's driving on I-80 right now and you're heading to Chicago, I'd keep that in mind. Our friends at the Alumni Association, they're having a big bash at Murphy's Bleachers. I actually, when I was here to watch Fred a couple months ago, that's where we watched the Kansas State game, the Jordan Ashton game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that was fun.
I brought my Cardinals shirt, so I'll make sure to wear that out there.
Don't be that guy. Why would you be that guy? Seriously.
I'm just kidding. I don't think I brought it.
Why would you? But, like, I'm just, you got all these good people. They're all around. They're wanting to cheer on the Cyclones. You're soon going to be an alumni.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to go and troll them?
How am I trolling them?
There might be some Cardinals
fans
there. You're going to be trolling them.
No, I'm not trolling them as much as I'm just trolling Wrigleyville.
It's not the time to be doing that crap, Jared. Just wear your Cardinal and gold and smile.
I know Ted Flint would be proud of my trolling attempts.
If Ted Flint's
what you're hanging your hat on. Well, actually, he wouldn't be, because it would be the Cardinals.
Honestly,
that would make him more mad, actually.
If Ted Flint is the guy who you're setting your moral compass to these days, you're in trouble.
I was on his podcast the other day, so... I don't know.
That's a must listen. I don't know how I haven't heard that yet.
You haven't listened to the podcast at all?
No, I've
just
heard
that one.
I've heard a couple of episodes, but I haven't heard the one with you on it.
Ted told me he hates Clarinda. Dating back to something that happened in 2001.
I was going to be on Ted's podcast someday, but I think I might back off now.
He said this summer he wants to have people on where it just with drinks and you just talk about other things, not about Iowa State.
All right.
So there you go.
So what are the games tomorrow night? Let's break these things down.
All right. Villanova and Miami is the first one.
Villanova and Miami.
Mm-hmm.
That's tough because Villanova is playing so well right now. I'd like Miami a lot. They've got all those old Big 12 guys. I feel like I'm watching the Big 12 like in the early Hoiberg years.
Yeah.
With Angel Rodriguez and Sheldon McClellan and Kamari Murphy. But I'm going my heart wants Miami to win. I think it's a good story. I like those kids. But I think Villanova is like on a mission right now. Mm-hmm. I think that they're playing really good basketball.
Yeah, definitely. I've got to agree. I mean, Villanova has – I've said this a lot, but they've got a starting five that's as good as anybody in college basketball. And I've also said that I don't think that the bench doesn't matter anymore to me at this point. If you've got five really good players and you can throw five dudes out there – that are really, really good and can score the ball, you're going to win. So I've got to stick with Nova on that one.
Yeah, okay. So we're both going Villanova. And that's a sneaky good game, too. That's not going to get a ton of publicity, but that'll be an awesome game.
Texas A&M
and
Oklahoma.
What time? Can you give the time and TV information for these?
That's at 6:10 on CBS, 6:10 Central. I assume you're in the Central time zone if you're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic podcast.
Yeah, but most of y'all are.
Texas A&M and Oklahoma at 6:37 on TBS.
That's what I do when I hear about buddy ball, man. Buddy, you give me a Buddy Long Cougar combination, Daddy Likey, a lot.
Buddy's going to lose to Oregon in the Elite Eight.
No.
Dana Altman.
It's not happening.
Tyler Dorsey.
Knock it off with your Nebraska.
Chris Boucher.
Crap. Nobody cares.
Elgin Cook. There's a bunch of Cyclones
former,
on that team.
Yeah, Elgin Cook, a former clone. Commitment. Greg McDermott recruited him.
The Cyclones were in on Boucher, too.
Yeah, I thought they were going to get him for a while.
Yeah, until some guy decided to leave.
Yeah, yeah. And then Naz's old teammate, too.
Which one?
Oh, shoot, the guard. Played with Naz at the prep school. He hit the big shot the other night. What's his name? I mean, that's...
Yeah, I would. Yeah. I think I know who you're talking about.
Naz tweeted about it, but go ahead.
Okay, so that...
I like Buddy Hield, and I like Oklahoma in that game. I don't think A&M will be able to score enough.
Yeah, I think I initially picked A&M. Excuse me. But I'm going to have to go with Oklahoma now.
Okay.
Maryland and Kansas, 8:40 on CBS.
KU.
Yeah, I'm rolling with KU. Maryland's really good, though. If there's going to be anybody if there's going to be somebody that can beat them before the Final Four, I think it's Maryland.
Maybe, but it's Bill Self versus Mark Turgeon. Can we not overthink this?
Yeah, well, and it's you have to Bill Simmons made a good point. Bill Simmons and Joe House on their podcast, I think it was on Monday that it came out, they made a good point that a lot of times the team that ends up winning the thing is going to be is the guys that's got – they've got dudes on their team. Yeah. Guys that are going to go to the NBA and they're going to make
Maryland
an impact.
Maryland has that.
And Maryland has those guys that are going to go to the NBA and they're going to make an impact. And Diamond Stone, Mel Trimble, Jake Lehman's probably going to – is sneaking his way up draft boards right now, I feel like.
I can't get over the name Diamond Stone.
Yeah, he's –
it's fantastic.
He's kind of – well, and then the way he slammed that guy's head on the floor really kind of turned me the wrong way. The last one is Duke and Oregon at 8:55 on TBS. Like I said, I'm taking Oregon.
Yeah, so. I'll take Oregon in that one too. Oregon's like the classic underrated team, I think, in this year's field.
I feel like
nobody watched them play, and right. All the other Pac-12 is like out of it, so you're just kind of forgetting about them.
They're good, dude.
They are good.
And I'm telling you right now, they're going to be better next year.
Altman wanted to look at the Iowa State job.
I don't know why. They're going to be really good next year.
The sexual assault stuff.
I don't care. He's still got a good roster right now.
Well, I'm just saying. Boucher, his agent was sniffing around, I'm telling you.
They were saying that Boucher wasn't going to get another year of eligibility, but they just granted him one earlier this week, and then Tyler Dorsey's just a freshman. He's the real deal. That team's going to be real good next year.
Better than your beloved Cornhuskers with 10 miles?
Dude, I will say, I think I said this last year, but I think Nebraska's got some potential to do something next year. I'm not saying they're going to do anything big, but, you know, NIT.
Do you think they, maybe they can match the Danny Nee NIT run from like 1997 or whatever it was?
Danny Nee won the Big 8 one time, the Big 8 tournament.
Did he ever go to a NCAA tournament?
Yeah, a couple times. I think they were actually a 2 or 3 seed.
No
time.
Way.
They were. I'm dead serious. Rob, when we went to Lawrence, Rob and I looked up the whole career of Danny Nee.
Well, you probably know better than me then.
Danny Nee went from taking Nebraska to the NCAA tournament to winning 2 games at Duquesne to being an assistant on a high school team in like 10 years.
Danny Nee's a they should have hired him at Iowa State other than Prohm.
Danny Nee?
Yeah, why not?
Well, did you just hear what I said?
I'm just mocking.
10 miles.
I'm going to take Jared to the Bulls game tonight.
Yeah, we're going. Porzingis.
We're going to go see Hoiberg. The fighting
Porzingis.
Hoiberg. What? And I swear, if you root for the Knicks.
I'm just rooting for Porzingis.
We're going to be. See all the other Des Moines media, and I get it. They're all working the game.
Yeah, we're going to be drunk.
Potentially.
By then.
Potentially, Jared. no, like I. Like, I thought about it, but, like, man, we're going to – the Hoiberg thing, like, to me, like, it's – I understand why the Des Moines Register and the Ames Tribune, it makes sense. But for us, it's like, yeah, I think our people would rather have, like, some really hardcore stuff on Virginia and the Sweet 16. And
I think we did plenty of that.
Yeah, we've had a
lot
of that.
If you want hardcore stuff on Virginia, go read those film rooms.
Those film rooms are intense.
I told you I thought that they were too intense.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you can get too intense in the Sweet 16. Now, if you're doing that to break down, like, Chicago State,
well, yeah,
that's insane.
I don't think I could even find film on Chicago State to do a film room.
No. Well, you probably could. You'd be surprised how many games are on ESPN3 and whatnot.
ESPN3, or watch ESPN, is the worst,
you hate that.
Thing of all time.
You hate that. Now, good job by Rob Gray. He just published a really nice piece on the relationship between Hoiberg and or not Hoiberg. We're in Chicago. I'm all on Hoiberg right now. On Prohm and Niang. It was a really fine piece. So go check out Rob's. Again, tonight we've got an Austin Narber Sweet 16 viewer's guide preview, that sort of thing, going to be popping up. And if you check out Bloom's column too, you old school Clone fans will love Bloom's column today. It's the annual Bloom hype column. This is what Bloom does. When things are going very well, Bloom will just chime in and like get everybody jacked up. He's very good at it.
And then, as Adam says, that just allows everyone to crash back down.
Yeah, that's Bloom. And then once the bad thing happens, then you won't hear from Bloom for like 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then he just jumps right back in and gets you excited about something.
Like when Fred left, he's the one that got everybody talking about that.
Yeah, and we got crushed.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes it...
And now here we are in Chicago where Fred is.
We'll try and do... Tomorrow's going to be really busy. We'll try and do a podcast tomorrow night, and if not, we'll do one Friday morning to set the scene. I'm thinking Friday morning is more realistic because tomorrow's going to be an incredibly busy day at the United Center. But you'll just follow us on Twitter. You guys know how that goes. We'll keep you updated a lot of good stuff to come. Thanks to Carl Chevrolet, AgriGold, Jared Stansberry with me here from the Windy City. Short little podcast for you this afternoon. But again, check out the site. We got a lot more coming up. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. So long, everybody.